Well, we'd kind of avoided writing a love song for a long time because it was kind of like a cliche. We'd done sort of pastiche type love songs, but not a real one. But Eric came up with the title, which was perfect for a kind of an anti love song. And I had this chord sequence for the intro, and like a lot of the songs, it was an exchange of one person doing one part, one person coming up with the next part.
Right.
You know, I could talk for hours about how it was written, but I can't really do that.
Okay. Now, I was just listening to I'm Not in Love Again yesterday.
Yeah.
And what struck me is, and I remember it back when it was a hit, was the beautiful, lush harmonies in the song. So, you know, how did you guys decide, you know, besides writing the song, to put such these really full harmonies in that production?
Well, the idea for that was from Lowell Cream. And the idea was that originally we were going to have all voices, no instruments at all. But we needed to have a rhythm track to do the, you know, sing the voices to.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we did. We put a rhythm track down. But even when we put that rhythm track down, there was something sort of very magical going on about the track itself. And, excuse me. So we built the choir up using a technique of recording voices onto the multitrack and mixing them down to stereo, and then making loops out of that stereo pair and flying that back into the multitrack. So eventually we'd end up with these each note of the choir, if you like, which had been multi-tracked and multi-tracked,
uh-huh.
On a fader on the desk. And so then we had to mix all that down to a stereo pair, and each of us sort of sat at the desk and played the desk like as if it was a keyboard, but with faders instead of keys, to enable us to mix that sound out.
Okay.
And that's how we did it.